the major motivation in this opposition is kind of a turf war.
Dale Ann Dorsey runs an OBGYN clinic in Scottsdale, Arizona. Like many doctors, she runs her own independent practice, with a regular client base and a full-time staff that works under her supervision. But Dale Ann Dorsey is not a doctor. She's a nurse practitioner.
I decided to open up my own practice because I really wanted to have control over the way that I provided care. I wanted to provide advanced nursing and working under the auspices of the physician. You're providing care according to their guidelines, the medical model, and not so much the nursing model, which is a bit different.
Arizona is one of 18 states that allows nurse practitioners to have their own medical practices. They can treat patients, make diagnoses, even prescribe medication, all without oversight from a doctor.
A big thing that nurses provide is we're easier to be educated. We can come to the workforce a lot faster. Nurse practitioners are proven to be quality and cost-effective providers of health care.
Nurse practitioners across the country are pushing for the freedom afforded in Arizona, saying it will provide more low-cost, affordable health care at a time when more people than ever need it. But in some states, doctors are pushing back just as hard.
Their training is very limited compared to physicians. I have, by the time I finished my pediatric residency, 24,000 hours of training experience. That's multiples of what nurse practitioners have.
California's nurse practitioners made a push to legalize independent practices, but were stopped dead in their tracks, thanks in part to the powerful California Medical Association.
SB 491 was eventually killed in committee, and that was basically at the behest of the California Medical Association, which is the organization that represents physicians in the state. And the main reason for that is they wanted to prevent competition from the nurse practitioners.
They're not physicians. They lack a certain kind of experience that I believe is very important to the safety of patients and the quality of medical care that we're providing.
It's true, nurse practitioners do not have the same level of medical education that a physician does. But I think physicians are probably a bit overeducated for most of what they do. You don't have to have all that education to provide the most basic of primary care, and that is where nurses just fit the bill perfectly.
It would be risky to assume that just opening the floodgates to independent practice would not be without some substantial downside. Now, I suppose you could do a test and just see what happens. I think that doing so would put patients at risk.
Luckily, we have done a sort of test in the 18 states which already have legalized independent practice for nurse practitioners. Physician groups point to maps like this and say that nurses haven't filled in the gaps in underserved rural areas as promised. But even if that's true, a health affairs survey of 26 published studies showed that there's no evidence that the primary care nurse practitioners provide is in any way inferior or more expensive than that of physicians. In fact, patients actually reported a higher level of satisfaction with nurse practitioners.
There's no studies that show what you're saying in terms of decreased quality of care coming from nurse practitioners.
If you have an issue, a health issue, and you don't go to a mechanic, you've always gone to your physician. There's no evidence that had you gone to a mechanic, there would be a downside. On the other hand, that would be a really bad idea.
Our culture says the most highly educated person is the only person that's able to make a diagnosis and offer a treatment plan. But we know, based on the evidence in the literature, research studies prove that that's not truly the case.
The licensing laws are almost always sold as being in the public interest. It's going to protect public health and safety. But in reality, all they do is drive up prices and reduce competition, which reduces the incentive to provide good services to the consumer.
Nurse practitioners are making physicians a lot of money. And of course, they want to keep us under their control. We don't think we're trying to take over your job. We want to work in conjunction with you. And that's the only way I think that our healthcare system is going to improve, is if everybody starts working together and working to the fullest of what they're capable and able and allowed by legislation to do.